Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, August 21st, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. The Wall Street Journal sources say a desktop version of Instagram's Threads could launch early this week. Currently, specific Threads posts are accessible on a desktop browser, but access is limited and posting is mobile only. Instagram head Adam Mosseri said on Friday that a web version of Threads is already being tested internally at Meta. Arm is expected to announce its initial public offering as soon as right after I'm done recording, if this is a true Monday. When it does happen, it will shed more light on Arm's current financial health. That's 7 years after it was acquired by SoftBank. The IPO itself is said to be planned for September and could be one of the biggest tech listings ever on a U.S. exchange. Arm had a deal to be acquired by Nvidia, which was scrapped last year after regulatory opposition. Bloomberg notes that SoftBank is only prepared to let go of around 10% of the company's stock in the IPO. On Monday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, announced the ReConnect program to expand high-speed broadband in rural communities across the country. $667 million in grants and loans will go towards projects in 22 states, also the Marshall Islands, with speeds of at least 100 megabits per second down and 20 up. Funding recipients will need to build out infrastructure that make those speeds possible. The Federal Communications Commission's current speed minimums are 25 megabits per second down and 3 up, so this surpasses that quite a bit. The USDA money comes from a 2021 bipartisan infrastructure law, which included $65 billion with a goal to reach universal connectivity by 2030. On Friday, a letter from the Office of the Maine Attorney General said that Tesla's data breach back in May impacted 75,735 people, including 9 Maine residents, as in the state of Maine. It also claims access to employee-related records was a result of insider wrongdoing, stating, quote, "The investigation revealed that 2 former Tesla employees misappropriated the information in violation of Tesla's IT security and data protection policies and shared it with the media outlet." The letter also says Tesla filed lawsuits against 2 former employees believed to be responsible, which led to the seizure of electronic devices that reportedly contained company information. Photo sharing app BeReal is replacing its discovery feed. The discovery feed let users see public posts from people that they aren't necessarily friends with. In its place, BeReal has a new Friends of Friends feed instead, where you can see what people who are a degree away from you are posting. BeReal is known for its right now and authentic version of a social network. So now on any post, you can toggle whether you want to share with friends of friends or just friends. You can remove anybody from a Friends of Friends feed, and there's a block function if you really just don't want to see or be seen by any particular user. A glitch of sorts on the social network called X appears to have broken links and images that were posted natively on the service prior to December of 2014. A lot of confusion this past weekend. It was unclear if images that were missing had truly been deleted from the service or were still somewhere on a server. The Verge notes that X's developer documentation shows previews of pictures, GIFs, and link metadata for tweets began emerging in December of 2014 before enhanced URL enrichment was introduced in 2016. Some Reddit users have speculated this bug might be created because the company is trying to shift servers to X.com. Smart lighting manufacturer Leviton can claim its new outdoor plug, the Decora Smart Wi-Fi Outdoor Plug-in Switch, is the first to work with Matter. The plug costs $55 and is available now at Amazon and also the Home Depot. It's Leviton's fifth product to support Matter. It runs over 2.4 gigahertz Wi-Fi, has a built-in light sensor for automating any lights that you plug into it to turn on and off at night, that kind of thing. It can also pair with Leviton's wireless anywhere switch companion to control the plug from inside the house. Finally, Pinterest has introduced new safety features designed to protect teens, such as private profiles, more control over followers, and message safety controls. A Pinterest user 16 and older can now opt into either a private or public profile. If private, they can send a unique link to someone else to connect. Private profiles are the default for users under 16 and aren't discoverable on the platform. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.